A vibrant sea of colors flooded Barbara Hall Park in Toronto's Church Wellesley Village as people gathered at the Rainbow Week of Action rally. The event, organized by the 519, Canada's largest LGBTQ+ multi-service agency, focused on diversity and shed light on the rights and inclusion of refugees. The festivities kicked off at 11:30 a.m. with a stage program featuring speeches from community leaders. Martha Singh Jennings, the director of housing advocacy and support services at the 519, said refugees face several struggles as they adapt to a new life. "There's still huge amounts of discrimination, particularly against Black folks and people of color," Jennings said. "They have huge barriers in accessing support and services, along with establishing safe, comfortable, and contented lives, and we want to draw attention to that struggle." Among the other key issues addressed were the ongoing challenges faced by transgender and non-binary individuals, the need for greater LGBTQ+ representation, and the importance of creating safe and inclusive spaces. "Support should be received by all people who are coming into the country, and we all deserve it irrespective of our skin color, country of origin, gender, sexuality," Jennings said. "Adequate access to resources, kindness, access to services that respect us as who we are and seek to understand us in how they serve our needs to be present, and right now we don't see that, and it's time to stand up and say, like, no more, that needs to change," she said. The parade made its way through the heart of the Church Wellesley Village, and participants, many adorned in rainbow colors and elaborate costumes, marched with infectious energy, waving flags and chanting slogans. The event also drew visitors from across the Greater Toronto area, showcasing the city's vibrant LGBTQ+ community, one of whom was Faisal Banya, a refugee from Uganda, who has been seeking asylum in Canada. "I fled from Uganda on February 16, 2024, as I was disowned by my family. I was a pickleball coach, but I had to stop all of that because my parents would not let me associate with boys because I'm a gay man," Banya said. He said the parade meant a lot to him, as gay people do not have the right to assemble in Uganda. "I'm happy to be on my first parade in life here in Canada, as I used to see this on TV, so I feel just blessed," Banya said. "Just seeing people have the freedom to walk freely, to express themselves, has been wholesome, and love is love. This is my freedom, and you can't change me." The Rainbow Week of Action will continue with events across Canada until May 19, which serve as a platform for LGBTQ+ voices and a reminder of the ongoing work required to achieve full equality for all sexual orientations and gender identities.